Peter Walker is outside the Libyan embassy in Knightsbridge. Peter, what's the scene?
There's not really a vast amount going on at the moment. There's a reasonably large press pack. There's a policeman on the door. There's about four or five police vans around. There's clearly still the diplomats are in the embassy. There's four cars parked outside. There's some lights on the second floor. I saw one man looking slightly nervously through his net curtains from the second floor at everyone below. And apart from that, there's a small knot of pro-rebel Libyan exiles, some of whom have been waving the independence flag and chanting for the cameras. I spoke to a couple. I spoke to a guy called Abladif Klater, who's a businessman who's been here for about 30 years. And he was basically saying he was going to wait on this kind of slightly unlovely bit of Knightsbridge all day, just on the off chance the diplomats might leave so we can kind of, you know, not kind of heckle them, but just kind of wave and cheer. But you know, obviously he might be in for quite a long wait.
I saw some stuff from PA saying that some of the people there had been chanting, "Get out, you rats." Have you been hearing that kind of thing?
Nothing much, really. It's all fairly tame. There's about the main crowd of rebel supporters. There's only about half a dozen of them, and they're just very good-naturedly waving flags. They've been chanting, "Libya, Libya." It's not an angry crowd. It's quite a celebratory mood, you know, from the very, very small number of people who are here. Abladif Klater was saying to me that, you know, I was asking him if he thought that the British government should have recognised the Libyan rebels quicker than this, and he's saying, well, you know, we can wait in 42 years. If you wait a few more weeks for a few more days, it doesn't make any difference, really. So it's a fairly celebratory mood at the moment.
I tried ringing the embassy, and I didn't get very far. Someone said that all the diplomats had gone and refused to put me through to anyone. Are they giving any sort of official word when you kind of knock on the door?
I've not tried that yet. The police are currently trying to stop people getting to the embassy, but there are definitely people here. There's four cars out the front. There's a people carrier and three kind of executive-plated, you know, BMW-type things. And as I said, I saw someone gazing out from the second floor. And there's a few lights on. So there's clearly people in there.
But no sign of sort of diplomats hurriedly whizzing away with stuffed suitcases?
No. If they are packing, then they're doing it all the way from the windows. Okay. No, there's been no one kind of whisking their suitcases out the front door.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks.